And now we're off to China. Lots of tourists who go to China head west to Xi'an to see the famous Terracotta Army. That's what Regina Botros did on a recent trip to China. But early one morning, she gave the tourist trail a miss and joined the locals in Xi'an Park. The park's huge. It hugs the ancient wall that stretches 14 kilometres around the old town. And she found ballroom dancing, martial arts and lots more going on at an hour when most of us are still safely and warmly tucked up in bed.
It's morning time in Xi'an. I'm right near the wall that surrounds the city in a car park outside of what looks like a restaurant, and it's the entryway to a park. But in the car park there are a lot of women doing a fan dance in a kind of line dance sort of way. There are about 50 women here, I suppose, with red and pink and yellow fans. I'm going to walk through the park. There's an outdoor gym. A woman by a tree leaning back and obviously warming up her back. Some things being rolled, push bikes. Oh, there's a place to stretch your legs. I go around this side. Squid? I do? I'm trying to stretch my leg up. I'm trying. And put it right on top. Oh my goodness. My leg's up as high as my shoulder. Yeah? Good stretch. Ah. The women are very flexible. They all gather around one of the poles and stretch their legs up and hit their legs as they're stretching them.
Yeah, that's good.
And talk amongst themselves.
Good.
The women are probably 60. Oh, there's monkey bars, pull-up bars, bars you can climb up. Each piece of equipment has somebody on it. Woman over there doing sit-ups, a man winding his arms around and around in circles. There's the main path, which is paved, but then to the side there are other well-worn paths. There's a man sitting at a table. There are a couple of mahjong sets ready to go. I think he's waiting for a partner. There's a man doing tai chi, of course. Very peaceful here, actually, even though there are a lot of people up early in the park before work doing their exercises and meeting. A few people sitting on some stones just talking. I think up ahead there's some table tennis. There's so much activity here this morning. I mean, who plays ping pong before breakfast? I'd really like a game, actually, but all the eight tables are in use. Some women are just walking and hitting themselves across their chest and back, or moving their arms from left to right in front of them. Shuttlecock in the background. The wall is the backdrop for all of this.
Born in China, which is called Xinjiang.
Yusuf is from northwest China.
Used to be Chinese people live so bad life, you know, sharing house, sharing food, and not much to do, less go outside, have dance, park, meet new people, because a lot of Chinese people living a highly demand apartment block, like, you know, you just hardly see your neighbors, and go to park, join the group of people who's dancing, singing, or play, you know, Chinese called mahjong, or take your birds to, you know, put on the park, because birds naturally can see a hole around the tree in the park and they start singing. There's a lot of older Chinese men take their birds in the park every day. That's old people's, you know, Chinese people's life.
Oh, I see some more dancing up ahead. This is different than the line dancing I saw at the entrance. They're ballroom dancing or couple dancing. One, two, three, maybe 12 couples of men and women of different ages. It's quite a formal-looking dance, almost performance-like. They swing each other around with their hands held, throwing each other out and in, and it looks like a lot of fun and really energetic and spirited. The music's coming from a portable CD player and amp sitting on what looks like a trolley with a big battery to power it.
Some music, it doesn't matter. It's called Tibetan music. There's Chinese people still dance for that one. They still dance for, like, I came from, like, it's called Uyghur people, Xinjiang. And Chinese people still dance, you know, my culture song. I think because there's still connection of I thought or my feeling, because in Mao's, you know, Chairman Mao's, and that time people sing as a group because you're communists and dance together, sing together, share together. That, because still some people, their generation from that one, because when they're young, you know, sing for Mao's, you know, dance for Mao's, that is really traditional for that time. People over 40, 50, 60, 70, they go to park, dance, sings. You can feel just like they are, oh my God, still Chairman Mao's generations.
On my left is a big wall that surrounds the city, and on my right is a canal, and I'm in the middle of that. And some of these trees are pruned back into shapes like triangles and squares and round shapes. It's very peaceful here, actually, and the sun's trying to come through the smog. Qian's very, very dusty. Probably a lot more polluted because of the dust. Dr. Gillian Lawson is a landscape architect who lives on and off in China.
Over 60 years old.
60.
When she's there, she often meets with her neighbours in their local park.
I'm with my friends, Mr. Yang and his wife, Tan Jingping. So, Mr. Yang, do you come here? Do you come here to do your exercises?
Every morning, I walk this way.
How many times?
Maybe 30 times around the park.
You're very fit for somebody in their 80s. You go there as a foreigner and you're clearly the odd one out, because there are, I think, thousands of Chinese people in this park. And we went up onto this artificial hill. So everybody walks up and down this hill as an exercise circuit, and at the top everybody does their stretching exercises. And then we walk down the hill and then around, cross the bridge, over the lake, through all of these people doing their dancing, the ballroom dancing. And then we'd go through people who were doing their Chai Chi exercises with fans and swords. And then you'd see singing groups. And then you'd go up onto a smaller area where all these fellows were sitting there talking to each other with songbirds in bamboo cages. Oh, we're just looking at... There is probably one, two, three, four...
Save money.
There's 10 people waiting in line to have their hair cut, and there's 3 hairdressers cutting people's hair for free. And what's happening over here with all of these people?
Free examination.
So the doctors come here to have a look at people for free?
Yeah.
And normally this area would be for exercise.
I love that man hollering in the background. No one seems embarrassed or afraid to do whatever they like, whether they're doing it for physical or social reasons or both. And I haven't seen one other Western tourist this morning. A lot of them have got their own transistor radio with them. Oh, there's a man dancing with a sword. Oh, it's fantastic. He's wearing a blue suit, and the sword has ribbons at the end. He's so flexible and strong. He's off the main path amongst some trees. His sword seems to extend out from his body as if it's part of him. He's moving quite slowly and seems to be in a very concentrated place. I feel a little intrusive watching, actually.
It's called Kung Fu, which is all come from, like, you know, very Buddhist place. They athletically, they train to, like, you know, long, and it just mentally take your pressure, your stress level. You have to be quiet, don't think anything, all about just lines and your body move from the strings. I think that's what a lot of people love. That is very beautiful. I would say that is, I think, Chinese culture. I think they are connected, you know, generation to generation.
There's a man here. It's like a Diablo, but it's only large on one side, the other side's quite small, and two long sticks with fishing wire or rope. They're swinging it around and dancing. Oh, there's a man over there with four Diablos, swinging them around his neck and his back. I'm heading out of the park now, back to the gate. I think the dancing's still going on.
In the 1940s, all the foreign-influenced institutions and so on were all ostracised, so anything foreign was considered to be outlawed, and I think that's when ballrooms, for example, started to be closed down. And it's interesting, although probably the people that danced in the ballrooms in the 1920s and 1930s are no longer around, the influence is still there. That whole experience of people dancing in ballrooms has probably now been translated into public parks. And I found out with the big dance groups, the ballroom dancing classes, you could pay a small amount of money. All the women would line up on one side with the female instructor, and all the men would line up on the other side of the line with the male instructor, and everybody was being taught the steps. So people who are committed to the revolutionary spirit will still, and they'll get out there doing, you know, hundreds of people doing these formal exercises with an instructor. So that's also part of this retired generation's ethic about keeping fit and healthy.
I'm back at the entrance to the park, and the group of dancers has grown. I think I might try joining in. The movements turn towards the sky and then spiral around to a bended knee. I'm standing right at the back of this really large group of women. There are maybe 80 of us, but sometimes we turn and I'm at the front looking over my shoulder, which is really hard to follow along. A few women at the side are encouraging me to continue, smiling at me and nodding. Our arms are long and elegant, like swan's necks. And there's a real, I suppose, communal feeling amongst the group.
I gotta run!
She gave me a thumbs up, isn't that nice? I've gotta get back. I've only made it a fraction of the way around the 14 kilometres of this park, sitting in the shadow of the old city wall. And if the rest of it is anything like this, it's one very well-loved park. But it isn't just in Xi'an. Across China, many parks are populated by a whole generation of older Chinese men and women carrying on the tradition of public exercise and connecting with their community.
In A Walk Through Xi'an Park, you heard Dr. Gillian Lawson and Yusuf Osman. It was produced by Regina Botros with sound engineering by Phil McKellar. And if you have a story about a park in China, why not drop us a line on the 360 Documentaries website? Coming up next week, I'll bring you a deeply personal, emotionally raw account of the lifelong fallout of childhood sexual abuse for one of the most important people in my life. One of the main symptoms or fallouts that you talked about is your issues with your mouth.
Yeah, mouth and throat and breathing, I think, are related to body parts that have been put in my mouth, and are related to the dentist being such a negative impact early on in the storm.
How does it feel for you to clean your teeth?
If I was to go into a standard bathroom and put toothpaste on a brush, I'd be okay. If I looked in a mirror, I would basically throw a whole heap of venom at the figure in the mirror. And if I put the toothbrush in my mouth, then it's probably likely that somebody's, probably a partner, has really asked me repeatedly and forcefully to do it. And so I'd probably be able to manage to clean the front two teeth so that they weren't quite so yellow. But so many times I've just rammed the toothbrush through my mouth and rammed it down my throat and done myself some damage and come out bleeding. There are not many things worse I can think of at the moment than having to clean my teeth.
That's The Storm. Next week, here on 360 Documentaries with me, Kirsty Melville. Don't miss it. Until then, have a great week. Bye for now.